Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's news on impeachment out of Washington, even though lawmakers have left for the holidays. Late last night, in a legal filing, the Department of Justice argued that a federal appeals court should stay out of a legal battle between the White House and Democrats over whether former White House counsel Don McGahn should testify in the impeachment process about obstruction of justice, because there is an impeachment process going on. But Democrats are renewing their calls for witnesses in a Senate impeachment trial after emails from a White House budget official released over the weekend showed that he asked the Pentagon to hold additional U.S. military aid to Ukraine about 90 minutes after President Trump's July 25th phone call pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden. And the official said in the email, "Keep this closely held." The White House says that aid hold had already been announced in an interagency meeting a week before. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, has been following all of this. Hi, Tam.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you tell us, because let's start with the Justice Department legal filing from Attorney General William Barr, who's been very supportive of President Trump. So put aside the legal questions here. What are the political ramifications? You know, for weeks, Republicans have complained that impeachment should not move forward because Democrats should wait for the courts. Now we have this legal filing arguing that the courts can't get involved. It seems as if it's setting up a situation where there would be no impeachment.
The Justice Department, what they want is for McGahn's testimony not to be compelled. You know, what this comes down to is a fight between the White House and the Justice Department, siding with the White House, and the congressional branch of government, a sort of an Article One, Article Two battle about whether top White House aides should be compelled to testify in congressional oversight. Now, the McGahn case is not related to the impeachment. It's actually related to the Mueller report and their investigation into that. But it's close enough. And what the Justice Department is trying to say is, well, gosh, if you weighed in on that, it might affect the impeachment proceedings. This case is set to be heard by an appeals court on January 3rd, assuming that they don't agree with the Justice Department on this.
Yeah, it's just kind of such circular reasoning, you know, on the one hand.
There's a lot of circular reasoning around here.
Yeah, a demand, you know, that you go to the courts, and then the Justice Department saying you can't go to the courts on this. What about these emails about Ukraine aid? They came out late Friday because of a Freedom of Information Act request. They show that Michael Duffy, a political appointee in the budget office, wrote to a Pentagon official within hours, I think 90 minutes after President Trump's July 25th phone call, saying, keep it close, but aid to Ukraine is being held up, quote, given the sensitive nature of the request. Then weeks later, Duffy sends an email saying, oop, the aid is being resumed. And when the recipient to the email asks, oh, what happened? His response is redacted. Your thoughts on this?
Well, so the White House argues that this email was just a coincidence, that it was sent right after the president's phone call. In reality, what these emails that have been released indicate, they just sort of fill in the timeline. We know that funding was put on hold sometime based on public testimony. We know that aid was put on hold sometime in early July, that it was widely known that it was held by July 18th. Then the phone call happens on July 25th. And these emails are interspersed with that timeline and do, by all means, give a sense that people in the Office of Management and Budget, the White House Budget Office, and also in the Pentagon and State Department were concerned about the legality of holding these congressionally appropriated funds.
Yeah. Where are we in the standoff over the trial, the impeachment trial in the Senate? The House again voting to impeach or charge President Trump. They haven't sent the charges to the Senate. Senate leader, the Republican Mitch McConnell, was pretty clear. He wants only one outcome of this trial and not guilty for President Trump. On Fox News on Sunday, host Chris Wallace pressed Mark Short, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, for a response to Pelosi's strategy of not sending these charges over.
You're quite confident that this position is untenable and she's going to move it along, and that Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell reached a deal on how it's going to proceed in the Senate.
So you think that she'll eventually give in?
She will yield. There's no way she can hold this position.
What do you think happens here, Tam?
I think that Mark Short's analysis is probably right. You know, it's a holiday break, so there's not a huge amount of urgency. The Senate is not in session anyway. There's a couple of weeks here for Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and Chuck Schumer, the Minority Leader, to hash this out, to come up with some kind of an agreement about the path forward. And then presumably Pelosi will send things over. It's just that these negotiations are at an impasse right now. And there's been sort of an exchange of interviews and tweets and letters and other things to sort of keep this in the news while there isn't a lot of other news going on.
Right. And we remember in past impeachments in modern history, you know, the trial, the person on defense cooperated in the trial. So this is different. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent. Thank you as always.
You're welcome.